Welcome to Voices Unplugged, featuring stories that matter, voices that inspire, and perspectives that may challenge the status quo. Unplug from the noise of everyday life to connect with fascinating student hosts from all walks of life. So grab your headphones, sit back, and let's amplify the conversations that need to be heard.
My name is Natalia DiGiulizzi, and I'm going to be talking about mental health and stress within students. I think this is a very important topic to talk about because we all know how stressful it can be to go to school and have our other day-to-day activities piled up on top. Mental health is very important because it affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It also helps us determine how we handle stress, how we relate to others, and how we make choices. When we're really stressed out, it can cause us to make poor choices that we aren't really sure about because we're not thinking clearly. Mental health is a very important stage of life, starting from childhood and through adulthood, especially as students. We're all in school trying to start our futures, and it's important to have a clear, focused mind. Going off with what I said previously, my schedule consists of being a full-time student and working 3 to 4 days a week. There have definitely been days where I have felt overwhelmed just because I have so much going on or I have so much to do for school. I really have to try and manage my time well because if I have a lot of schoolwork due, but yet I'm stuck at work, that's all I think about. And when that's all I think about, but yet I can't do anything for it to complete them at that time, it really stresses me out and it just goes downhill from there. I know many people that have an even crazier schedule than me. My one friend, she goes to the University of Toledo. She wakes up at 5 o'clock every morning because she babysits at 6 a.m. She stays there for about 2 hours until they get on the bus for school. After that, she either goes straight to class or straight to work, depending on the day of the week. And with all that, she still manages her time well. She gets her homework done. She studies for anything she needs to study. And it's all about managing your time. I feel like if you're waiting for the last minute to do things, that's where stress can really occur, and that's where it affects your mental health. I also interviewed a student athlete at Owens Community College. His name is Eric Perriott. He plays baseball there and is a full-time student. We kind of went over his day-to-day life and how he manages his stress, how many hours he's getting in with school, work, baseball, and sleep and all that. So we will be right back with Eric. I have Eric Perriott here, who is a student and an athlete here at Owens Community College. I have a couple questions for you, and then you can answer them. The first one is, what does your day-to-day life look like as a student and an athlete?
Usually I wake up about 7:30, 8 o'clock. I go to either Starbucks or Dunkin', get a coffee, and then I go lift for about an hour to 2 hours. I go to the library, just get some homework done. Then after that, I go home, have lunch, go to practice. After practice, if I still have more homework to do, I'll go back to the library, and then I will go home, have dinner, watch a little bit of YouTube, and then go to sleep.
Okay. Out of those 7 days, how many of them do you feel yourself being like overwhelmed and stressed out?
I would say like in season, I would say maybe like 3 or 4. Usually the games that I like start, I'll be stressed like before the game. I don't know, sometimes I just get like overwhelmed like later at night.
Does the stress come from schoolwork or more so baseball?
Just kind of both. Like if you're not performing how you want to perform in baseball, then just everything kind of tops on top of each other, and then you just kind of get overwhelmed. So.
Okay. After just a regular day with practice, how many hours of sleep do you think you get?
I like to get like 7 or 8, but sometimes like if I have a lot of homework to do, somewhere between like 5 or 6.
Is it the same with baseball days?
No, usually like on game days, especially if they're away. Like we'll get home about like 9, 9:30, and I still have to have dinner. I'll go to bed about 11, then I'll wake up the next morning at like 6:37, so.
All right, and then when you are stressed out, do you have like specific things you do that kind of helps relieve that stress?
I talk to my parents a lot. I usually call my mom about every night, every other night. She lets me help or just lets me talk it out. A lot of the guys on the team are very supportive, so I just talk to them about it and stuff. So I usually just talk it out, talk my feelings out. So.
All right, well, thanks so much.
No problem.
It was a pleasure having you.
Absolutely.
I wish I could say there was a way that we could prevent stress from happening, but there isn't. It's going to happen at some point. We've all been there and we know what to expect. However, with students and honestly anybody, it's good to have a stress reliever kind of lined up. So when you are feeling really stressed out and you're not sure what to do, you can resort to what you enjoy doing. Kind of like what Eric said, he calls his mom and kind of talks it over with her. Many people like reading books, they watch movies, they listen to music, they like going to the gym. It just varies. It's all a personal preference. Some people may enjoy something that others don't, but at least they have that break and breather for their body and their mind to kind of take away from what's been stressing them out. We all need positive thoughts to accomplish our goals, and having these good stress relievers is a great start.
When my dog Harvey was 3 years old, he got very sick on a walk. I scooped him up in my arms and ran to my neighbor's house who had been working with dogs for the last 15 to 20 years. Hi, my name is Tiffany Brown, and I'd like to change your opinion on why you should cook for your animal's food. When my dog was 3 and it was Easter, he got really sick and I didn't have the time to run him to the emergency room, and all the regular vet's offices were closed due to the holidays. So I went to my neighbor's house and I informed them that my dog has been getting sick on the walk, and I didn't even let him finish the walk. I walked him home in my arms. And they suggested that I boil some chicken and some rice and maybe add a little bit of sweet potatoes to help soothe his stomach a little bit better. And I said, okay, that's great. Can I borrow a sweet potato? Starts the beginning of our journey. Let's start with some ugly truths. Let's be honest. The Purina dog food that you see on the shelves at the Kroger's contains lots of artificial ingredients such as sulfur, chlorine, niacin, and other unspeakable things that I can't even pronounce. So let's start with the basics. Why is it important to cook your dog's food? For example, you get low on sodium, you get low on artificial ingredients, plus you have a little bit more control over what goes into their diets. For example, if your dog's a little overweight, maybe cut back a little bit on the grain, increase the meat and vegetables. Vice versa, if your animal's on a little skinnier side, just up the grains and, you know, up all the other good stuff as well. But the important part is to keep a balanced diet in your animal's lives. Some healthy snacks, for example, for your dog would be raw broccoli, raw carrots, and on the occasion, a hard-boiled egg. As for a main starter recipe for a dog food, I would recommend in a rice cooker, cook about 1 cup of rice with about 1.5 to 2 cups of vegetables, either sweet potatoes, broccoli, corn, spinach, or anything else that's green and leafy or like a darker color. Some forms of foods that dogs cannot eat are grapes, chocolate, of course, nuts, and anything else that can cause a choking hazard. As for your cats, one thing about cats, they tend to use a little bit more energy than most other animals, so they want to be a high protein diet, such as fish, preferably frozen, not canned, because canned vegetables are very high in sodium, and we don't want our little fur babies to go into cardiac arrest from overdosing on sodium. Another good thing for cats would be boiled chicken. Just plain boiled chicken. Cut it up nice and small so it's easier for them to chew on. And I have been feeding my cat this way for the last year and a half. Some food storage ideas would be to cook your food all at once and then store them in plastic containers in the refrigerator, usually for no more than a week. For the boiled chicken, you can save the broth and reuse it in your dog's food. Instead of using just plain water to cook your rice in and your vegetables, you can use the chicken broth that you boiled earlier in the week. I would recommend getting old spaghetti sauce jars and then filtering out your chicken broth through a fine mesh strainer or a tea strainer, and then placing the lids on them hot and then sticking them in your refrigerator. The heat will vacuum seal them, and it will also prevent anything from growing inside. You can probably save those for about a week or two. So let's talk about a little bit of financials. Most dogs can go through a bag of dog food in about 2 to 3 weeks. So if you have the good kind of brand, such as Rachel Ray, you're looking at about $30 to $45 a bag. And that breaks down to about $15 to $20 a week. However, if you cook your dog's food and incorporate that into your normal food bill, it comes about to $13 to $12 a week. And think about, in perspective-wise, you have a lot healthier pet, therefore less trips to the vet, therefore probably less trips to the groomer as well, considering that the shedding is a little lighter, especially when they have a lot of fish and eggs into their diets. I would recommend that everyone cook for their dogs and cats. I would also recommend seeing a veterinarian, because as I am not a professional. However, over the last 12 to 13 years I've been cooking for my dog, and the last year I've been cooking for my cat, they both seem pretty healthy, and they just got a clean bill of health, except for my dog is a little overweight. So that means I'm going to be cutting back on the grains and upping the vegetables. If you have any questions, you can check me out on Facebook at LaverneBrown.com. And happy cooking.
Thank you for joining us on Voices Unplugged. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep leading those voices.